Tuesday, Parashat Sevim, Shir Yud Beis.
This is thick. This one. Yeah, I know. This one's thick. What? This is thicker. This is 07. Okay, Rabbosai, what a beautiful lima. Ah, delicious. Does anyone know whose this is? It's yours? No problem. Oh, I'm sorry. You want to keep the pitch? Okay, here goes, my friends. We're on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Amrav Abba Bar Zabd, Amrav Chosin V'Shushbin V'Chol B'nei Achupa P'turim Min HaSukkah. Says Rav Abba Bar Zabd, here he is again. He says Chosin and the Shushbinon V'Chol B'nei Achupa P'turim Min HaSukkah. Who are the Shushbinon? Just so we should understand. They're like the entourage. The brides, what's it called? The bridesmaids and the best man. Yeah. I think that they're the unterfeirer. There's such a thing as an unterfeirer. There's that the fear, the chasen kala to the chuppah, the unterfeirer. The shushbinan is the posse. Those are all the other people that are invited. Pturim in a sukkah called Shiva. The Pad of Sukkah all 7 days. My time of Mishum de Bailim Michdi. What does Bailim Michdi mean? She says, Lismoyach. Lismoyach. I'm not sure what the diktok of what does Lismoyach mean, but what does it mean? What cares? I have to be happy. What is that? Okay, be happy. Shkoyach. You have a mitzvah, you have to be happy. Happy clappy day till tomorrow. You got a mitzvah of Sukkah. What does it mean you have to be happy? They're oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. That's what it is. So that's, I understand, the shushbinans, what's their mitzvah? They have a mitzvah to be happy? No, to make happy. And the b'nei chup have a mitzvah to be sameach, chosin v'kala. Does the chosin have a mitzvah? Does the chosin himself have a mitzvah?
Yeah.
What's his mitzvah? Misameach the kala. Says Rabbi Yosef, for me, I would think maybe everyone has to misameach chasen kala. They said, no, the chasen has a mitzvah lisameach, to be misameach the kala. The chasen, maybe this is a makar for the interesting minig in Klal Yisrael that a chasen dances before the kala at the chasana. Ketzad merakdim ofnei kala. So when I was in yeshiva, the reshiva Zolzayin Gesundenstag is very machbid, the chasen doesn't dance. It's not supposed to. The chassan should dance in front of a kala. It's not considered appropriate. Other people can dance. The chassan doesn't dance. Why is that Klal Yisrael is noyig, or a lot of people are noyig that they do? Maybe the chassan is supposed to be misamech. The kala is a mitzvah lisamech on the chassan also. So the reshiva's akpad is only the chassan shouldn't dance by himself in front of the kala. He could dance with his father. He could dance with his reshiva. That's not considered a problem of not being appropriate. So the chosin should dance around the kala. Abenisht alone. Shouldn't dance by himself. What? No mitzvah tans also. That's also true, yes. And Pesach, no mitzvah tans. Yeah. What? Yeah. Al kol panim, does that mean that there's a mitzvah, and because of the Isaac mitzvah, the patur min mitzvah, they write the patur mitzvah, the mitzvah sukkah, frekta gemara. V'lichlu b'sukkah, v'lichti b'sukkah. Says the Gemara, why don't they eat in the sukkah and be mesameach in the sukkah? They'll make the chuppah where?
Outside.
Wherever, outside. And then after the chuppah, let's move into the sukkah for the suda and move into the sukkah for the simcha. Says the Gemara, you can't do that. Ain't simcha ela bechuppah. You have to do the simcha at the same place as the chuppah. So if the chuppah is outside, where's the simcha going to have to be? Okay, says the Gemara.
What time is chuppah? 7 days or 7 days?
Okay, hold on a second. V'lechlu b'sukkah, v'lechti b'chuppah. Why don't you eat in the sukkah? So you do the chuppah outside, do the achila inside, and then go back to the chuppah for the simcha. Says the Gemara, ain't simcha l'b'makom suda. I can't do that. The suda and the simcha have to be together. Frak the Gemara, v'lev du chuppah b'sukkah. Do everything in the sukkah. What? Get everything into the sukkah. Says the Gemara, Abayam Mishum Yichud, Ravam Mishum Tsar Chasam. May binai, we can binai the Shchichi Inchi, the Nafki Vailu Hasam, the Mandar Mishum Yichud Leka, Mandar Mishum Tsar Chasam Ika. Okay. So understand that over here, the chuppah does not mean that the canopy or the talus that we're putting over their heads, because if it meant that, says Yosef Tzvi, then it would only be one day. Why are we talking about 7 days over here? The chuppah over here means, and you have to know, there's a major machlekes in general in the Mishnah. What does chuppah mean? How are we kind of with chuppah? We tend to do all of them. But for example, after the chuppah, where did the chasen kala go? Yichud room. Why did they go to the yichud room? That's chuppah. Chuppah means they have their own place. The chuppah also, under the chuppah, the whole idea of the chuppah is they should have their own place. That's the point of the chuppah. Other people can go into that place, but this is there. It's a makom miyuchad for chasen kala. That's what chuppah is, a makom miyuchad for chasen kala. That's what it's supposed to be. So, and they had that for 7 days. Back in the day, they'd make themselves this. It was a home kind of. They stayed there. Chasen kala stayed in the quote unquote chuppah for 7 days, and people would come in. The Chasen Kala apartment, yeah, that type of thing. So that's what we mean over here when we say chuppah. And they're there for 7 days. Tosfos even speaks about what happens if they leave there. Do you make Sheva Brachas?
Why is everyone else working?
No, because everyone else has to come to them, to be Misameach them. I'll give you an example, Rabbi Yisai. This is, I think, Halacha L'maisa. Okay, I don't know, did anyone here travel during Sheva? Well, there's not that many people here married, but travel during Sheva Brachas? Like fly during Sheva Brachas, you did? Do you know of anyone that flew during Sheva Brachas?
Yeah.
You ever heard of people making Sheva Brachas on a plane?
No.
I have.
Can't wait.
On a plane, they made Sheva Brachas. Bracha Levatola. Echmein is a Bracha Levatola. You can't make Sheva Brachas on a plane. Sheva Brachas has to be in a makum that's miyuchad for the chasen kala.
Your seats.
Your
seats.
What?
Your seats.
But not. In other words, if you make a whole matziv, whatever you're doing, says, according to Tosfos, we don't get into this totally right now. According to Tosfos, it has to be in the chuppah, wherever the chuppah was. They cannot move for 7 days. And if they go to someone's house, you want to make the Sheva Brachas in someone's house, it doesn't work. You have to do it in the chuppah. But other Rishonim say, wherever they go, it's called the chuppah. But the plane is not the chuppah. All those people there are not there for the chasen kala. They're just there because they also want to fly. So, let's put together 10 people and make a minyan and we'll make a Sheva Brachas. Nisht doesn't work. It has to be that everyone's coming together for the chasen kala. So you could do it maybe in a restaurant. Everyone's coming together for it. Some people they're even makbid. When you make that, you have to at least decorate a little bit. Make it look like it's like festive. You're just walking into this place. Like what's chasen kala about this place? Because we all came here. Okay, but at least we're all coming for that purpose. On a plane, no one's coming there for the chasen kala. They don't know. So they're not there. They're not part of the chuppah. So then there's no chuppah. The chuppah is we can maybe move the chuppah, but it has to be a chuppah. But that's the idea of chuppah we're talking about over here. That this is their 7 days, they're having their palace. It's their makom akopanim. So we can make the chuppah in the sukkah. Why not make the chuppah in the sukkah? Says the Gemara, two different reasons. One reason is because it's a machloikas, it seems like. It's a bayi. Who is it? It's Abayi Amar Mishum Yichud, Rav Amar Mishum Tzar Chasan. Abayi says Mishum Yichud, says Rashi, let's see Rashi. L'mechli l'smoyach Mishum Yichud, D'stam sukkah v'oisim b'gagoy seihem. The normal sukkahs, the regular sukkahs they'd make on their roofs. V'ein derech b'yav yitziah sham l'rabim. Tomid m'pnei toirach. People didn't come up and down all the time, wasn't regular. V'shem ha'yored ha'chasan l'asoy tzrach. Maybe the chasan's going to go down to do what he has to do. V'is yachid acher makala. Someone else is going to be yachid in makala. So there's a problem of yichud over here. There's a problem
it's
of yichud.
The normal place to make a sukkah, then there are going to be other people out there. It's not going to be yichud.
No, there's only one sukkah on each roof.
Why is it that three people up there at the beginning?
What do you mean?
Chasen kala or just someone else?
So let's get it clear. Even though they're talking about this, the Shushbinun and there's Bnei Achuppah are all coming to the Chasen kala, but the Shushbinun and the Bnei Achuppah don't stay there 24/7. They come for meals. right? But between lunch and supper, who's up there in the sukkah? The chasen kala. Maybe someone will come up randomly, one person, echvei, sweep the floor, come to get something, I don't know. But in general, it's the chasen kala that's going to be up there alone. This is their chuppah right now. You want this into their chuppah, right? Other people come for meals, but they're not going to be there all the time. So what happens if the chasen leaves? He has to go. Now, he's going to have to, if he's going to have to go take care of stuff, he's going to have to go all the way down the stairs. He's going to be out. And there's someone else there, you're going to have a problem of yichud. Okay.
And you wouldn't have any problem. The problem is yichud, or the problem is that there's yichud when during Shabbat brachos?
It seems like it's a problem of yichud. We're going to see that. We're going to see that in a minute. If the chas and kala are somewhere else, they're not up there in the up there, this, you know, far flung place, wherever the two of them are going to be, you don't have to worry about it. Yichud, even if the chas has to go out, but it's you know, people are going to be coming and going. It's not a problem. But up there, people don't come and go. Okay. So we have over here the Oitzim Mefarshei Talmud that he brings from the Rashba. He brings the Binyan Tzion, brings the Rashba here. Says the Rashba, the Isser Yichud is only if the door is locked. If there's a locked door, you have an Isser Yichud. However, if the door is just closed, there's no Isser Yichud. There's a big discussion, for example, about going in an elevator with a woman as the Isser Yichud. Bizman has said maybe the fact that there's cameras maybe will help. But where the doors lock, then there's an Isser Yichud. If the doors don't lock, says the Rashba, it's not an Isser Yichud. Ever comes the Binyan Tzion, Shilas and Shuvas Binyan Tzion, and he says that is only qualifying what the Rashba says. That's only in a place where there's a lot of people. Where there's a lot of people, so then if the door is open, so then there's no the door is unlocked. There's no Isser Yichud. But if there's not a lot of people, Chesky, you following this? If there's not a lot of people, then even the door is closed. There's an Isser Yichud. And I'll prove it to you. This is the Binyan Tzion. I'll prove it to you from our Rashi, from our Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the problem? It's going to be Isser Yichud. Why is it Isser Yichud? What, the door in the sukkah is locked? They locked the door in the sukkah? They didn't lock the door in the sukkah. Chassan left. He's coming back. The door is not locked. So why is there an Isser Yichud? If the door is not locked, must be that because over there isn't a lot of people, even if the door is not locked, you're going to have an Isser Yichud. That's exactly what she says. Because it's up there, there's not so many people. So therefore, even the door is unlocked, you're going to have an Isser Yichud.
Isn't there not an Isser Yichud if you know that he's in town and he's going to come back?
So we're going to see. That's what the Binyan Tzion says. From here is a Raya that there's an Isser Yichud if the door is closed, not locked. Because the sukkah, the door is not locked. Okay. However, there are those that want to be doicha the raya and say, no, maybe the Isser Yichud is really only when the door is locked. What's with our sugya? Is the door locked in our sugya? No, the door is not locked. But they want to say, maybe our Gemara doesn't really mean Isser Yichud. And I want to even make a deek in the Gemara that the Gemara doesn't mean Isser Yichud. Because when the Gemara says over here that Abaye Omer Mishum Yichud, what does Abaye not say? Abaye Omer Mishum, what does he not say? He doesn't say Isser Yichud. Abaye Mishum Yichud. He doesn't say Mishum Isser Yichud, Mishum Yichud. What does that mean? They say maybe there's no Isser Yichud over here, and I have many reasons why there's no Isser Yichud. First of all, it's Baila Be'ir. Yeah, I think that's what Yitzi was referring to, Baila Be'ir. If the husband's in the city, there's no Isser Yichud. If he's around, so where's the Isser Yichud? He's not only in the city, he's like
he's coming back,
right? He just went out last Tzrachov. So there's no Isser Yichud over here. So therefore, so what's Abaye's problem? Abaye's problem is, this gets back to what Yitzchak Wagner said before, it's just he's going to come upstairs and he's like, what's this guy doing up here with my wife? And he's going to be suspicious. Not that there's an Isser Yichud, but it's going to make Nisht Bakvempt not comfortable. And you don't want to start, oh, husband and wife, he's going to start saying, who are you talking to? What do you mean? What are you getting all defensive about? You know, oh, we don't want to start like, we're not going to start rattling this ship over here. We don't, what? Oh, it's very similar. Then it's very similar. You're right, Inachanami. Very similar.
Because it's such a small issue, you're about to the midst of
Sukkah. It's not such a small issue. We don't want to start up with the chasen kala. This is what he says. And maybe in a chayim, it's only because it's during Sheva Brachos they're first starting, and they don't know, and you don't want to make things that all of a sudden he's going to start start second guessing what's going on in the relationship. Yeah.
At least the Mosuk is only at three walls, so it's not going to be an issue with Yichud.
Oh, so I would have said even more than that. There's no issue with Yichud because not even a fourth. Not only is the door not locked. I don't even know if there's a door. We'll see. I don't even think there's a door here, but we'll get back to that. We're gonna back to that door. But I'll call upon him. This is what he wants to say. But hold on a second. Comes Rebbe Yashiv and says, "Not so fast. Not so fast. Don't think that you could just knock off the Issur Yichud because Baila Be'ir. Because Baila Be'ir also has exceptions. Baila Be'ir has an exception with the halacha of Liboy Gasba. Liboy Gasba means if there's someone that they're very comfortable with each other. Even if Baila Be'ir, there's an Isra Yichud. Even if Baila Be'ir, there's going to be an Isra Yichud. The Kala and another guy. So who is the people that are going to be in this sukkah? Who are the people going to be in the sukkah? What? For example, which people? Shushbinin, B'nai Chuppah, the Chevra, Liboy Gasba. I'll tell you, I had a situation in La Halacha where one of my wife's cousins asked if he could stay in our house, in our apartment. This is before we had any children. And then it fell into my head, it's Liboy Gasba. They're cousins. Now cousins, there's a Yichud on cousins. And I asked the Shaila, he said, you can't leave them alone. I couldn't leave them alone. It's Liboy Gasba. So over here, it's the same type of thing. Liboy Gasba. So there is an Issur Yichud. So maybe there is an Issur Yichud. Another reason why maybe there's an Issur Yichud. The only, Baila Be'ir only helps if you have a suspicion, maybe the husband's going to come back any minute. But if you know the husband is not going to come back, then there's an Issur Yichud. Hold on a second. I don't know what Rashi means to say when Rashi says that maybe the husband's going to leave Lasois Tzurachov. I'm not sure what Rashi means. This is what Ezra actually brought this up. Chasin Yorid Lasois Tzurachov. Just say the Chasin's. Why don't I just say the Chasin's leaving the Sukkah and he's going to be there 24/7? I don't know what Lasois Tzurachov means. It means go to the bathroom. Maybe that's. I don't know if it means to take care of stuff.
Short term.
What?
Things.
What? So you know, it means he wants to go out to the bed. I'm not. If it means that, so then I don't know if that's considered as if he's not going to come back immediately. He's going to have to go to an outhouse. He's going to be out. In other words, I don't know if Rashi just says Shema Yoren Achasan Me'asuka B'Yisachin Achrima. Maybe the Chasan go out for. Maybe Rashi's coming to give him like block out an amount of time, and therefore there is an Isser Yichud. Don't know. Kopon, we have a Shaila La'alocha. If there's an Isser Yichud, just having the door closed. Could be the door closed is already Issur Yichud. When I'm home sometimes with my cleaning lady, so I leave the door open. I don't even leave the door open with the latch. I leave the door totally open. Because I want it to be that someone can walk into the house. It's like doors open, people walk in. Right? If the door's closed, usually people don't walk in. So I'll call upon him. This is the Shaila over here. Do we have an Issur Yichud in this case or not an Issur Yichud? Okay. The next Manda Omar says the reason is because of Tsar. What's Tsar? Says Rashi. Tsar Chosin. Shamokum Tsar upasuach. She'ein lo ela shalosh tefanois. Uboish lesachikim kalosai. He's embarrassed to be mesachikim in kal. It's almost like a 180 from the previous answer. The previous answer is we're afraid there's going to be someone alone with her and what's going to happen. Something inappropriate. The second answer is even the chosin is embarrassed to be too cozy wozy with his kala over here. He's boish l'sachikim kalosai. Why? Because the makom is tsar upasuach she'ein la'ela shalosh tefanos. Uboish l'sachikim. So it's tsar chosin. It's uncomfortable for him. The chosin is not going to be able to enjoy his sheva brachas. That's what Rashi says. The Meiri says a different pshat. Yeah.
Is this in the case with him being embarrassed? Is the sukkah on the roof?
Sukkah's on the roof, same sukkah.
So if it's on the roof, people aren't going there so much. And
it's still, yeah, but it's exposed. It's still exposed. People aren't going there so much. But you still see, still not, it could be that Issur Yichud for a person that's Anshi Deloy Maili, maybe someone else is going to come do something inappropriate. Maybe that would be like a private place. But for a chassan to spend time, he's not comfortable. He's not going to be comfortable like that. It's because the place is because he's exposed. That's why he's uncomfortable.
I'd say it's four walls.
And so we're going to see in a second. Yeah, we'll see in a second. Hold on. So the Meiri says a different pshat. The pshat of the Meiri is, Tzar Chosin is as follows. Listen, when a Chosin wants to make Sheva Brachas, he wants to pravatish, azayvi rebbe, you know, machsin, man, he wants to be pravatish, right? So he wants to have lots of people. How many people are going to be able to fit in the sukkah already? 10 guests, 15 guests. He wants to have a Sheva Brachas, Kamosha Kosov, you know, Suda Shloima Melech. He won't be able to do that in a sukkah that's Tzar, that small little sukkah. So he's not going to be able to enjoy his Sheva Brachas. He likes to be able to see the sea of guests that are coming to be Mesameach with him. It's part of the Prah, it's part of the Simcha. You know, all the new people. Nothing to do with that. He argues on Rashi. A different reason. Tzar Chosin is because he's not going to have the right type of celebration. The celebration is not going to be the way it's supposed to be. A nafka meaning between the two of them. L'chayra says all of the Achroinim is what Avi Shneweis brought up, is that what happens if you have a sukkah with four walls? What happens if you put up a fourth wall in the sukkah? If you say the reason is because the chassan's boyish, once you have four walls, he's not boyish anymore, he's not exposed. But if the reason is because of the fact that they're not going to have a lot of guests, putting up a fourth wall is not going to alleviate the problem. But here comes the Shiloh, always. What? In a Hanami. Yeah, so you, why doesn't he build a big sukkah? I guess it's not so easy to build a big sukkah. They didn't live in the same type of the shtek. So now they ask, but let me ask you a different question. Why doesn't he build this? Achronim asked this question. Why didn't he just build a fourth wall? I don't get it. We're saying the makom tzaru pasuach shein la'al shel shtefanos, build a fourth wall. No, is it kosher with three walls? How big does the sukkah have to be? Anyone? How many walls? Shtayim kil chasan shlish zafilu tefach. It's a machloikas. That's the way we paskin. Shtayim kil chasan shlish zafilu tefach. You don't need four walls for sure, not. But why doesn't he just build a fourth wall? I don't get it. The guy can sit in a sukkah. The only problem is make the chuppah in the sukkah. Make everything in the sukkah. What's the problem? He's exposed. So don't expose him. So we're patering him and all the shushbinan and all bnei chuppah from the sukkah. Why? Because the sukkah only has three walls. So put up a fourth wall. Ribbono shel olam. He doesn't have to. Why not? Why doesn't he have to? Why not? Why doesn't he have to? I don't get it. Taka don't get it. Maybe the pshat is as follows. Perhaps I always say derech efshar. Let's read the Rashi again. Shamokam tzar upasuach. I'd like to suggest that this is what the guy just put up three walls, stam, that's like the wing things that people do. Why is there only three walls here? Because makam tzar. What does that mean? I think that means that where's the entry to the sukkah? The fourth wall. There is no, you can't put up a fourth wall. There's no place for a fourth wall. It's not possible to put up a fourth. That's what Rashi means. Makom tzar u pasuach. What does it say tzar for? Just say pasuach. It's an open place. No, what does he have to say? It's tzar. He's saying that you can't, there's nothing to do here. We have no choice. This sukkah has to be open sukkah, or else we're not going to have a sukkah. It's not shaykh. You got this teeny, this little space. If we don't have it open on the fourth side, it's not going to be able to have a sukkah. So therefore, the sukkah has to be open. The sukkah has to be open. If that's the case, so then he's exposed. If he's exposed, so then he's going to have to, then he's not going to have a kind of mitzvah.
Can you do it somewhere else, or is that too much?
What? Again, that I don't think we're machayiv him. He's going to go find a sukkah, build a sukkah somewhere else. Then you just tell him to build a bigger sukkah. Same thing on the other answer. According to the Meiri, why don't you say build a bigger sukkah? This is where people build their sukkahs. You can't expect them to go start renting sukkahs and thinking, you know, whatever it is. Kopanim, l'chayra, das ken zayin the pshat.
Wait, okay. So say that. We're talking about a very, very specific case.
This is the regular. That's what Rashi says.
Stam. Have a makom tzar,
yeah, 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 yeah. Stam sukkah. Ayo isim begagui seim. That was the regular thing. And then the gag was a small sukkah. That was the norm back in the day. In a chanami, in a regular case, it's not going to be this way.
We said a few days ago that his wife has to be available to him. But the koyan, maybe she should be potter because wife's not available.
Right.
If every person has to start to be with his wife in the sukkah, then.
And a chanami, but so.
He said
yes
to be.
You're saying that a regular gevaldik. What he's saying like this. He's saying that if you say that a husband has to be able to be with his wife, So in a sukkah, a person is going to be boish the sachek in mishtoi. Forget about chasen kala. Every person is boish the sachek in mishtoi. Yeah, but we're saying that maybe that's at night. Maybe at night. Maybe they'll lock the door at night. Maybe they'll lock the door at night. This is during the day. Good. Maybe at night's a little different. Let's just bring out Mati's kash. He's asking, so every husband should be boish the sachek in mishtoi. And we said that the reason why a kohen is putter because he can't be with his wife. So then every person should be putter because every person can't be with his wife. So if you say the teretz of the korban asalat just means to spend time with your wife, so then it's okay. He can spend time with his wife in the sukkah. But it means actually tashmish shemitah. A person can't do tashmish shemitah. He's boish l'sachik. Says David, says Maishi, my cousin, he says that that in Achanayim, but Laila's may be different. And we're talking about boish l'sachik and mishtoy bayoy. Very good. What? Yeah, and besides for that, it's going to ruin the Simchas Chasan, and in Achnaim, you can't be Misamecha, right? Okay, Rabbi, so I'd like to do the Svasemis Mamish. It blew me away. I was so excited when I saw the Svasemis. Svasemis is going on the Gemara. Let's get the Gemara really, you have to kind of go on backwards stages in the Gemara. Why don't we make, I'm going to go backwards, Rabbi Isai. If you did the Gemara 100 times, which you should have done, 101 actually, then backwards shouldn't be a problem. Why don't we make the chuppah in the sukkah? Why don't we make the chuppah in the sukkah? Anyone? Either because of Tzar or Yichud. Okay, so the chuppah is going to be out. No problem, the chuppah is out. Why don't we make the Suda in the sukkah, and then we'll make the chuppah here, and we'll make the simcha here, because you need the simcha to be in the place of the suda. So why don't you make the simcha and the suda in the chuppah? Because ain't simcha elav chuppah. So therefore, you need to have the simcha has to be in the place of the suda and in the place of the chuppah. The problem is I can't do the chuppah where you're doing the suda, because if you want the suda in the sukkah, chuppah can't be in the sukkah. So therefore, how do I have them both? I got to put them all over there. Fine. Comes along the Hilgas Svasemes and says, I got it. That's why the chasim, the shishbinan, and kol bnei sukkah are putter in a sukkah. That's why they're putter from eating. That's why they're putter from eating in a sukkah. What about from sleeping in a sukkah? What about from sleeping in the sukkah? Are they pater from sleeping in the sukkah? V'kosha, says the Svasemes, mikom mokom b'sheina yu chayovim b'sukkah upturim legamri mashma. It says that that the chasin of bnei the shishbina chol bnei sukkah pater min sukkah. It's mashma that pater totally. Now, why is a shishbina bnei chuppah pater? Because they have to be mesameach the chasin. When are they mesameach the chasin only? By sudas at night, Dafka, we're going to lock the door and lock them out of the sudah. They're not sleeping in the sukkah with them. So where should they go? They're not always seeking mitzvah anymore. Where should they go? Back to sukkah. Why are they potter?
What's the question say that potter means legamri? Rashi had to say a few shas chaniyasa, so it's not
potter. No, that's the potter legamri. A few shas that legamri means they're potter. Shas chaniyasa is when, not what. Putter sounds like they're putter. When are they putters? Rashi Filu Shaschan
Yosef.
It doesn't say putter for me, it just says putter. Sounds like they're putter. Putter is putter. That's what the Svasemis is assuming. Vahyanira lefi anias daiti. Lohaychiach mize. Just to prove. The kiv on the mitzvah sukkah teshu kain taduru. Im ein roiv di rosli besukkah. Ein mitzvah klal bedavar prati lios besukkah. If you don't eat in your sukkah, if you don't eat in your sukkah, guess what? You don't sleep in your sukkah. Because there's no such thing as just doing one act. What is the mitzvah of sukkah, says the Svasem? It's a beautiful day here. What's the mitzvah of sukkah? Of making this your home. Tzei midiras kva v'shev bediras arai. This has to become your home. If you're doing most of your stuff back in your house, and you're just coming into your sukkah every once in a while, you're not doing it. You're not doing it. So what happens if you're eating in your house and just coming out here for sleeping? It's not working. Forget it. Now, says the Svasemes. Did you get that?
You just flip it around other way. You say the exact opposite. Really, you're supposed to be sleeping. You're able to sleep in your sukkah. Technicality, you have a mitzvah which exempts you from eating. Just the opposite. So really,
again, but Lamaisa, are you eating in your sukkah?
Who cares?
Are you answer my question? Are you eating your sukkah? We'll get back to it in a second. Are you eating your sukkah?
No.
So have you made your sukkah your home?
No.
So you didn't make your sukkah home. There's no point in slipping your sukkah. Don't bother slipping your sukkah. It's a waste of time. The mitzvah is to make this into your dira. Make it into your home. That's why you're supposed to, you know what you're supposed to do in your sukkah? You're supposed to go for walks in your sukkah. You're supposed to learn in your sukkah. You're supposed to sleep in your sukkah. You're supposed to do everything. Make the sukkah your home. What? Says the Sfas Emes, guess what? If you don't sleep in your sukkah, then you can't eat in your sukkah. If you don't sleep in your sukkah, then when you eat in your sukkah, make a bracha, it's a bracha levatala. If you don't sleep in your sukkah, then don't bother eating in your sukkah.
Can we see Araya?
My asshole could drop inside
the
night.
I go eat in a different sukkah in a restaurant.
Excellent kasha. But let's get this sasemis. If you don't eat in your sukkah, if you don't sleep in your sukkah, don't bother eating in your sukkah. I want to read it to you. My friends. Listen to me, my friends. Listen to me. Ulefizeh. Gam hayoshon bebeisoy. Someone that sleeps in his house. Heicha da'asur she'ena mitztayer loy oved mitzvah klal be'achila greidata. He wasn't mekayem mitzvah even just by eating there. You're not mekayem mitzvah. V'chein yoyim mashmei meloshon ha'mishmalel. Hayoshon tachas ha'mito lo yotzi deicho vasoy. Pirish lo tzeh klal afilu b'achila. So zero. If you sleep under your bed, you weren't mekayem mitzvah she'ena. You're not mekayem mitzvah achila. Zero. Nothing. You get zero in the sukkah. Why? Because the sukkah has to become your bias. It didn't become your... Similar, we saw in the Mordechai. The Mordechai said, what happens if a person builds a sukkah in a place where you can't sleep in your sukkah? You build a sukkah in a place where you can't sleep in your sukkah? You can't eat there either. We spoke about sukkahs. Anyone remember which sukkah we said is possible? And I spoke to Poiskim. Where? Manhattan. Restaurants in Manhattan. Dachsuch restaurant in Manhattan. You can't eat in that sukkah. Why not? No one in their right mind sleeps in Manhattan. You don't sleep in Manhattan. So therefore, if you couldn't sleep there... No one in there... Let me get that again. No one in their right mind sleeps in Manhattan on the street. No one. No one sleeps on the street. Tell me, homeless people do? They're not in their right mind. No one would ever do that. There's not a normal place. What?
Your shalom is different?
Okay, I don't know.
Why?
What?
Yeah, homeless people.
You can't sleep, you don't have a sukkah, can you sleep
in the right mind?
Any sukkah that you're afraid, it's what the Mordechai says, any sukkah you're afraid to sleep there, you can't sleep there. So who would sleep in their right mind? Would sleep in Manhattan, in the middle of the street? Nobody. No one sleep there. I asked many poskim in the Shaila. It's very not simple to be able to eat in such a sukkah. Never mind who built the sukkah, if it's kasher b'chlal, built by Goyim, Tassim al-Asi, all different things. I'm not getting to that, but a kitzer, my point is like this. The Mordechai already says this yesoid. The difference is the Mordechai was saying yesoid in the heftza of the sukkah. Saying a sukkah that you can't sleep in, so you can't eat in. What the Sfas Emes is saying is if you don't sleep in your sukkah, you can't eat in your sukkah. It's the din of the gavra now. He's saying a gavra that doesn't make
it.
What?
Is it the same, the opposite?
It's not really the opposite. He's using the same yesoid.
No, the yesoid is the same, the opposite. If you don't eat in the sukkah, you don't sleep.
Yes, same thing.
So if it's
you started with you don't eat, you don't sleep.
Raining, you move into the house, and now it stops, and it starts.
Hold on a second. It started with that. He started with if you don't eat in your sukkah, you don't sleep. And he says, you know what? Same thing. If you don't sleep, you don't eat. And I think that he's giving a jab. I think this is not necessarily a new thing because he says, "Miu ein kan meshmoys apoyskim uminan ka'olam." Sounds like even in the times of Sfas Emes, not everyone was sleeping in the sukkah. But the Sfas Emes is coming strong, my friends. He's coming strong. That's you answer that question. Other Abba. Okay, so I've always said, let's get back to the other question. Yes, Dovi.
So we talked earlier in this one about a person who has a disfigurement, he can't eat properly.
Right.
So he would be popped in sleep.
So we're gonna get back to that shayla. So that's similar to Baruch Shayla.
Can you use the case of when the
we're gonna get back to that, okay?
Can you use the case of when it's raining in a sukkah and he goes inside and the whole chiyuv of sukkah is ma'akir because he doesn't have any more? He's got a raya for this.
No, we're gonna see why. There's all mitzvah. He's gonna. Let's let him work with this, okay? Because we're going to I'm going to try to be matzdik the olam a little bit, but let's see. He says, according to him, do the shushbinon have to sleep in the sukkah? No. Shushbinon have to sleep in the sukkah? No. He says, miu, he brings, be'emes, biyushalmi isa, shechayvu kama amaroyim, l'shushbinon lishan besukkah. The Yerushalmi says they do have to sleep in the sukkah. We said they're pater. What does pater mean? Only from eating. Yeah. But from sleeping, they have to sleep. And my whole shtickle toyer up, out the window. But not. Here comes the rush. Venerally push it to sphere the end of Ptum Elabachil Vabashena. Achen Harosh, Haven, Da Yerushalmi Sphilik Rab Zero, Polygal Rav. The Rosh says, you know why the Shishbinon have to sleep in the sukkah? Because they also have to eat in the sukkah. Says the Rosh, you know why the Yerushalmi says the Shishbinon have to sleep in the sukkah? Because they also have to eat in the sukkah. Now the Yerushalmi holds there's no p'tur of eating in the... You have to eat in the sukkah. Where did the Rosh get that from? He just says you have to sleep in the sukkah. All the Yerushalmi says the Shishbinon have to sleep in the sukkah. How did the Rosh know the Yerushalmi hold you also have to eat in the sukkah? Because you have to all of them. The Rosh is a riot of the Sfas Emes. It's a Rishon, right, my friends? The Sfas Emes says if you do not eat in the sukkah, you will not sleep in the sukkah. If you do not sleep in the sukkah, you will not eat in the sukkah. It's a package deal. You have to make the sukkah your bias. If it's not your bias, then forget it. Wow. So where's the saving grace? And this is where it's going to get a little complicated to us. Saving grace is that the Sasena says, if a person's mitzdayer, he's mitzdayer, then you can allow him to only do one of the two. In other words, let's say he's mitzdayer ba'achiloso in the sukkah, or he's mitzdayer b'sheino in the sukkah. He's mitzdayer when he sleeps in the sukkah. Then he could still do achil in the sukkah. Why? Because, what's the reason? Because if a person is trying to make this into his home, but etzem is making it into his home, nor vas, over here it's uncomfortable, what does a person do when he's uncomfortable in his home? He goes somewhere else. So this is my home. I can make this into my home. This is what the Sfas Emes says. He says, I'll read you again the Lashon. He says, "The fize." I'm going to read you the lashon. I went back up a bunch of lines. Gam hayoshen bebeisoi hecha de aser sheenoi mitzdayer. Then law of mitzvah kal b'achila. When is a person? When is hecha de aser sheenoi mitzdayer? If he's mitzdayer, then the word is it's not the pshat that I didn't do my achila in the sukkah. It's because over there. I would have, in theory. So Rabbi say, all these people, the Minhag HaOlam, that people have to sleep out of the sukkah, which I strongly don't advise, you have to say that they're saying that they're mitzdar.
Why only mitzdar?
Because they're not mitzdar, according to the Rush. According to the Rush, a reason's not good enough. A reason's not good enough.
He would have a reason not to sleep in his house, so he wouldn't sleep in his house. So
what does that mean?
What?
That
I'm saying he has a reason not to sleep in his house, so he won't sleep in his house, right?
There's no p'tur for that. You don't have a there's no p'tur for that. So at Kamas you're not p'tur. So Lamaisa, you're mechuyev to make this into your house and you didn't. Just because you have a reason, that's not enough. Just like Ramesh said, listen. Just like Ramesh said, you can't just go on teals and just not eat in a sukkah because I'm going. You have to have a good reason for that. And just because I want to is not considered a good reason. Well, it has to be that the Torah over here is saying that I don't have to eat in the sukkah. So if I do, so then I'm not making this to my bias. I could make this to the bias. Well,
but the Shishvina is also a chasm.
What?
Meaning that the fact that the Rosh Hashanah says Shishvina have to sleep in the sukkah. And the Rosh explained because they have to eat.
Right. And a chasm. And a chasm might, yeah. And a chasm.
Why is this Roman style? Every person has. What's the reason why the star is pater?
Because what I'm saying is that in this case, I'm not doing it be'isser. because I'm not doing it be'isr, therefore it's not cool that I'm not making this into my bias. Because I'm doing it be'heter. So, hold on. I'll keep a hold off for a second, okay? Because I want to bring it out for a second. So, Rabbi Yisai, what I'm suggesting halacha lemaisa is that every person should try to sleep in a sukkah. It could be after the first night you say I'm mitzayir, I can't sleep in a sukkah. But a person that isn't even, and some people do get. I myself get sometimes it's hard for me if it's too cold. I can get congested. Okay, then you're mitzayir, put them in a sukkah. But the first night, even by the way, according to some rishonim, there's a chiv to sleep in a sukkah even if you're mitzayir. Just like there's a chiv to eat in your sukkah, there's a mitzayir. Some rishonim. Okay, that's a koponim. It's for sure that a person shouldn't just say, you know, it's not my minute to sleep in a sukkah. You're encroaching on the possibility of not even being able to eat in your sukkah. But I have a problem. Because why is the shishbina, this is going to get back to Akiva's problem. Why is the shishbina not eating in the sukkah? Wasn't it because of the chassan? Let the chassan go fly a kite. Because Isaac b'mitzvah. So Isaac b'mitzvah, it's part of a mitzvah. So I don't get it. Why is he any worse than a mitzvah? Why is he any worse than a mitzvah? Mitzvah, you're telling me, mitzvah is patur min asukah. You're not doing b'yisr. Shishbina is also not doing b'yisr. And still, it seems like, from the Sfas Emes, Shishbina is patur. He's patur. Why? Because if you're not doing the achila, don't do the shena. But I'm patur from the achila. I say, mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Not only am I patur from the achila, but according to the ritva, according to ritva, it's also for me to do it. I can't even if I wanted to. I have to.
Why
are
said by Isaac?
How are achila and shena are different mitzvahs?
No, it's all no.
So then, why is he part of the achila? He's part from the circle.
No. He's only part when he's Isaac b'mitzvah.
He's not.
For example, Holchei Drachim, I Pater by Yom and not by Laila. You're not Pater from Sukkah all the time. When you're Isaac B'mitzvah, you're Pater. You're not Isaac B'mitzvah, you're not Pater.
It's not being Isaac by Shana.
In a chanami. He's not being Isaac by Shana. So why is he Pater?
It's like there's no Chiyah B'chal. You're completely Pater. When you mitzvah, it's like a din of Oinus.
In a chanami, if anything, that might be more of a reason to me.
But that's why you're completely potter.
Yeah, so that's yeah. There's no chiyuv in the achila, but what about in the shena? Why isn't it, why is shena my potter? Because I'm not doing achila. I'm not even chayiv in the achila. If Isaac mitzvah is potter, I think it's more. I'd say it's more than mitzvah, maybe.
No,
maybe unless he learns Isaac mitzvah potter mitzvah is only hutcha, not hutcha. We were learning the whole time hutcha. Kitzur, I was thinking to say a different pshat than the Sfas Emes, perhaps. Maybe to go with the Dika of Sfas Emes. Taka, Shishbina na Pater by Yoim Uba Laila. It's Taka Zay. But why? He was saying because once you don't do part, you don't do the whole thing. But I want to say this following thing. Azoi vi, the same way that we said, Shluchei Mitzvah, Aptur Min HaSukkah. We asked, what's this din of Shluchei Mitzvah? And why are they Pater from the Sukkah? I feel Bashas Chani Yosam, even if it's Eshel Asa Shnei. We said, once you're Oiker, you're Makom Dira, that's it. You're out. Forget it. You're Pater. And that's different from all the mitzvahs, according to the Meiri and according to the Rambam. Anytime it's Esl Hashem's name, you do. Only in Sukkah, you don't. Special din in Sukkah. Shluchei mitzvah, Pater min HaSukkah. What's the pshat? I'm Oiker. Once you tell me I have to eat over here, I'm going to be over here with the Chasen Kal. Now I have to go build a Sukkah and sleep somewhere else, and you're out. It's a Pater. It's similar to what Moshe was trying to say, is that it's a package deal. But what I mean it to say is as follows. We find by Sukkah that Sukkah depends on your Makom Dira. Where you are, if you're telling me I'm eating over here with the Chasen Kala, I'm eating breakfast, lunch, and supper with the Chasen Kala over here. So you're going to tell me now I'm going to have to go build a sukkah somewhere else and do it over there? The Torah is not machayev you. The din of the mitzvah that you're Isaac in patters you from sukkah. It's a special din at sukkah. It's not a din at shluchei mitzvah. It's din at sukkah. Sukkah, when you're Iker, the makom dira, that patters you from sukkah. Maybe over here you're going to be patter from sukkah also. I'll call upon him. Rabbi Isai, it seems like there's a machlekes. If you continue the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zeira, Ano achli besukkah v'chadi b'chuppah. I ate in the sukkah, and I was mesameach in the chuppah. The kol shchein d'chadi liboy d'ka'avid natarti. I'm even happier because I did both. It appears that there's somewhat of a machlekes. Is this a machlekes between the two of them? Are they arguing? Is he coming to be chaylik? Or is he just saying what he did? He chapped a shtick. He did I managed to do both. Right? What? I can't hear. Yeah, but is he saying that's what you have to do?
You have to say the kosher game to both.
Yeah, I understand that. But is he saying you have to do it, or that's what I did? I did it. Kol Shechen, Avi's understanding Kol Shechen is saying that everyone should do it. Kol Shechen, this is a better thing to do. I'm saying maybe he's just saying this is the way I did it. This works for me, you know. The way I understood it was, you know, someone that gets so excited about doing a mitzvah. So that was like the biggest simchas chasen you could have. He's like, you know, I'm like so excited. I get it. You know, what could be more vepi for a chasen than not sitting in a sukkah? That's depressing. Like, he wanted to be happy. He's like, yeah, I was even happier. I have a kala and the sukkah. Yay! So maybe that's only for Reb Zeira. You know, Reb Zeira is he's a chacham lev yikach mitzvahs. He's someone that's, you know, he's all excited about the mitzvah. Maybe some other people are like, I finally don't have to sit in the sukkah. And then my Rebbe gave me guilt that I'm not sleeping in the sukkah. Now I'm sleeping in the sukkah. Oh my gosh. Get married. I can finally, like, you know, have a child. Maybe it depends on who you are. Or is he being choylik? We continue with that, Bez Hashem. And more, hopefully, tomorrow.
You're eating there, go to see what it's good. By the last thing he said, his shot that he always moved the hustle.